Blog Talk Radio.
You just tune in to Push My Story. Everybody have a story to tell. Everybody's dealing with something. Your radio host, Pastor Mina Livingston, from Push Outreach Ministries, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ as far as it can go. We are so happy and we are so excited what God is doing. God is doing so many miraculous, great things in these last days. I'm telling you, walking in the supernatural power of God, let me tell you, is awesome. It's awesome. It is better than any adventure, any type of event, or anything that you can ever experience in your life. The power of God is so wonderful. And before we get into our lesson outline this morning, and this afternoon, amen, early this afternoon, we're going to come from a very familiar scripture. I'm telling you, when you spend some time with God, you get a explosion from God. It's something about God just renews you. It just regenerates you. It gives you life and give you perspective in life. And I'm telling you, it makes you feel like, wow, life is more to than what I have experienced when I was out in the world. So our eyes become open, my friend. Our understanding becomes open. Amen. God has a plan for us well planned. He planned this. Let me tell you something. There's no glitches in God's plan. He had well thought out this plan, amen, long before the world had begun. So we're just excited about God, amen, and what God is doing and revealing. It is hard to tell you something that you never experienced. You have to experience, you have to try it for yourself. I'm telling you, God, let me tell you something. He'll make you rich in the spirit. He'll make you have peace all day long. It's something about God, let me tell you something. The world can be in chaos, and guess what? You're laid back, amen, with a peace of mind, amen, and have a drink in one hand, amen, and praise God, and dollars in the other. Amen. God is wonderful. Amen. So we're coming from Psalms 90. And there are so many questions that is asked. Amen. Until you come into the knowledge of the truth, your questions will never be answered. I don't care how many books you read. I don't care how many people you spoke to, even the Catholic priests or, you know, some counselor or some theologian. It is not sufficient, my friend. You have to go to the Word of God. The Word of God is the key that unlocks the door for your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding. It is the solution to the things that we all go through from time to time. We need spiritual answers, not natural answers, as the world, amen, praise God. This world is Babylon. Babylon got its own systems. Let me tell you something. But I want you to know, amen, God has a spiritual solution for your natural causes. Isn't that all right? So we're coming from the book of Psalms. And I want to try to answer some of these questions because, you know, this hashtag why, hashtag God's plan, hashtag why 70 or 80 years on the earth, hashtag Who am I? Hashtag. Why is it so hard to submit to God's will? Now, we're going to try to take it one at a time and stay in this scripture, because this scripture is powerful. And all the answers in this one particular scripture in Psalms 90, if you take the time with God and spend that time, quality time, meditating on the word, God will give you insight. Amen. He will give you insight of the word. Amen. And then you begin to understand so many things. Psalms 90. Let me start with, there's so much in this scripture. You just need to read it. Take the time out and read it. I want to emphasize where Push My Story came from, real brief, real quick. Push My Story came from this psalm, Psalms 90, in the 9th verse. I just want to read it to you. For all our days are passed away in the wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. Our life that we live, our testimony, we are showing and telling all about our lives. We share with others, we tell others, we write about it, we do CDs, we do all kind of journals and everything, and we try to figure out our life story and why we go in the direction that we go. That's why I say everybody have a story to tell. Everybody's dealing with something or somebody or some phenomena. Everybody, even God, has a story to tell. Because God is dealing, amen, praise God, with mankind. He's dealing, amen, praise God, with the enemy that opposes us. So we have to have a defense for protection, and God is our protector. So he's protecting us from something that is going to generate evil and not good. So God even have a story. Even his son, when he died on the cross, he had a story to tell. Amen. Praise God. The life he lived, the testimony, his New Testament. Amen. Praise God. And how man became saved, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So even Satan has a story to tell, because he's telling all about all the witchcraft, all the evil, all the wickedness, and how many times he had you to break the commandments of God, how you break God's heart, how we crucified Jesus Christ on the cross. And we say that we love God, and we say we have love in our heart, but yet every day someone is breaking God's heart. We pray for one another. That's why we need to pray for one another, because there's so many that needs to come into the knowledge of the truth. And this is where this psalm comes in. This psalm here is so deep. And when I say deep, I'm meaning not that you can't understand. I'm not talking about that type of depthness. I'm talking about it's so much wisdom and knowledge and information that God wants to give you. Amen. It takes more than a day. It takes hours and hours. Amen. And maybe days and days. Amen. To realize the revelation. Because if you get this psalm under your belt and let God deal with you, you can about put the whole puzzle together. You can picture every step, every move that God makes. And not only that, you can figure out your life expand. That's right, your life expansion. Your life, you determine through your ways, your actions. Amen. So everybody have a story to tell, but everybody doesn't have a good story to tell. Everybody is dealing with something or somebody or some phenomena, whether it's good or evil, because in this life you shall have warfare. amen, the greatest casualty that ever been on the face of this earth, amen, is spiritual warfare. Now, we're not going to get in that. We're going to try to stay around these questions here. But I want to go here to the 10th verse where it says, the days of your years are 70, okay, and 10. And if by reasonable of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Let's talk a little bit about that. Just a little bit. I hope we've finished today. We always ask why. Why are we here? Why 70 years? Why 80 years on the face of this earth? But, you know, even some theologians in different, you know, writings, people try to say that man's lifespan should be 120 years. I disagree with that, simply because in Psalms 90 makes it very clear. Now, it doesn't mean that we can't live over 80. Please understand me. But remember now, remember the scriptures where God said, if you honor your mother and father, your days will be longer. So that also is like a supplement added to your 80 years or your 70 years, 70 or 80, okay? It's like a supplement because of obedience is a principle of God. There are principles, amen, that people follow and still not save and still do not have salvation. And we have so many good people on the face of this earth, but that is not good enough, my friend. It may be good enough for you, but to stay in the good grace of God, to receive all the benefits that God has for us, we have to, amen, align ourselves and be alliance with the Word of God. You understand that? We have to be in alliance. We have to walk line upon line, precept upon precept. We also have to follow the constitution of spiritual. Just like we follow the constitutions of the United States, we have to follow the constitutions of spiritual things. So God had already, long before you was even thought of, before the foundation of the earth, before the world had been formed, tell yourself, before the mountains came forth, God already had a plan for you. The plan is so perfect, without glitches, without fault, without anything. It's perfect. God had put in place. But what happens? What happened is because of sin, because of anger, because wrath, amen, has distorted a lot of things that goes on in our lives. What do you mean by that, Pastor Livingston? Meaning that we cut our own days short. We cut our lives, amen, praise God. We don't even live out the full value of our life simply because of the anger, because of the wrath that we have. Amen. We have not learned, amen, to put away those things that are easy to offset us, to beset us, amen, and run this race with patience, with love, with joy. See, it's not an overnight thing. Paul said, I die daily of the cares of the world. You have spent 60, 70, and 80 years of your life of this world, this Babylon world. And we have learned and we have been taught, amen, by everybody. Amen, praise God. Everybody has taught us something. Everybody has schooled us, educated us, whether it was good, whether it was evil, whether it was righteous, whether it was wrong, or whatever direction we were taught. Amen. Our parents tried to do the best they can because their parents taught them. See, that's one thing you have to remember when you're teaching, and you're teaching your children, you got to teach them while they're small. You got to teach them, start at the age of two. They are intelligent creatures. Let me tell you, they are born into this world, and into this world, amen, praise God. You don't have to teach them how to be wicked, how to be evil, amen, praise God. They learn by and through example, okay? So you don't have to say, Johnny, don't do that. Johnny is watching you and seeing how you react to things. Now, I said that to say this. We may learn so many things in this world, but we have a spiritual parent. We have God to lead us and guide us into all truth, to escape. The Bible says, how can we neglect such greater salvation? Because it's right there before us. That with God's perfect plan, before the mountains was called forth, amen, before the earth was formed, God had you in mind. My friend, God had you in mind all along. But he laid out this pattern. He laid out, amen, this constitution, because God is a well-organized God. Amen, praise God. He has nothing, look, wishy-washy. He doesn't have you all confused. He doesn't have a plan that you can't follow. God is not a God that's not organized. Amen. Everything must be decent and in order. That's the way God works. So, you know, we have different ones. God give us gifts, people that can coordinate, different gifts, can write, different gifts, amen, praise God, can do presentation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We know this. We have enough time on this earth to do the right thing and learn the right thing. If we come up with spiritual parents, what happens when we don't have spiritual parents, amen, we fall short of the glory of God. And then we get into this wilderness. We get in this wilderness trying to get out of it and wonder, how did we go here? Where did I go wrong? Where do I need to back up? What trail do I take? What journey does I take? You know, we try to make it right. But the only way that you can make it right is through the word of God. God said he will lead you and guide you in all truth. He's a God that will lead you. But we must first learn, huh? We must first learn of him. Huh? Come on now. We got to learn about him. And we can't just let people just tell us anything about God or about his son, Jesus Christ. We have to seek God for ourselves. We have to go to God with a sincere heart, looking for an answer from God. And this is the way it is laid out for each and every one of us. See, God said, look, we are here for a certain season. We are like pilgrims in a strange foreign land. But this is not my home, my friend. This is not your home and never been. This is what I call the dressing up room, which God calls, amen, praise God. This is the place, amen, that God has planned for his good pleasure, amen. He planned, amen, praise God, to get some results. Do you know there's positions in heaven? Do you know God trying to fill positions in heaven? Sure, he can make robots, yes. No, God don't want robots. God wants people of free will agent to come to him free will, with an open heart, and loving him and caring for him. Amen. Praise God. To love him and trust him, because he is greater. He is mightier. Amen. Praise God. The thing in the world. I want to tell you, amen, that your soul is a commodity. Let me tell you something. When you deal with variables, amen, investments, you're taking risks. You're taking chances. Amen. You're taking chances with the stock market. Amen. It goes up, it goes down. Okay? You can either gain or you can lose everything that you have. Amen. So why are you saying that? Because that's the way you can look at this in a sense. If we do not have an alliance with God and line up with the Word of God, we will lose everything we have, spiritual and naturally. We can also cut our days short. Why? Because we have so much wrath, so much anger that's within us. We weren't made, amen, praise God, to sustain all that, amen. That's why he said in his word, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. God let us know in his word, the battle is not yours, but the battle belongs to him. He also let us know, amen, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. But how do I get the greater him in me? I have to follow, amen, the word of God, to find out in the word of God, amen, how do I build up to this? How do I become strong? How do I become spiritual-minded? How can I foresee the future? How can I discern? How do I know which road to take? We have to put on the whole armor of God that we might be able to stand. But your soul, amen, is your passport to heaven. If we listen to me, your soul is a passport to heaven. If we line our hearts, our soul, amen, praise God, with the word of God. Now, we can sell out and sell our soul, amen, and lose everything we have because we take risks. If you're not careful, it's what voices are you listening to? Because the voices will come. The voices will challenge you. The voices in your head will come. And you know what? So it's up to you to determine what voice are you going to listen to. The scripture says in John, amen, praise God, it talks about that God's sheep, which is people, his anointed ones, those obey him, those were baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sin, those that sold out, those that sold their soul, amen, for eternal life. I'm talking about those that have been born again of the water and of the Spirit, those that are Christians, those that are Christ-like. I'm talking about them. They sold out their soul unto God. They paid their dividends. They paid for eternal life. They gave their soul for eternal life. You understand? So he gave us a choice to make. We could sell out and lose everything, or we can gain, amen, by giving our soul Christ, amen, and have eternal life. Now, look, your soul can pay your way to heaven if you understand what I'm saying. So many times we ask why. Stop asking why and start finding out, amen, why. Search the scriptures in that you think that you have eternal life. Amen. The Bible let us know, amen, praise God. If a wise man ways please God, he'll make his enemy be his footstool. He'll make his enemy be at peace. Amen. You must know the word of God. You know, that God, amen, praise God, had this all well planned. It was a perfect plan. And it's still, and guess what? When God finished, amen, it will still be just as he put it in place for the first time. Because so many times, amen, you could start out well, but something along the way, amen, offset you on your trail that caused you to get off your journey, to get off trail, or cause you to back up, or cause you, amen, to fall short, something to hinder you, that always, that's why we got a story to tell. You can always help somebody with your story. Your story is your testimony. Your children need you. Your children's children need you. Amen. Your neighbor needs you. We are supposed to be that light, a light, amen, that shines so bright, a light of goodness and good care. The Bible says a good name is rather to be chosen than all the riches in the world. So we are what? We are that example to our children, as Jesus Christ was an example to us. He came through 42 generations. Do you understand that? That he came through 42 generations, and let me tell you something, and dressed, put on the title of a man, put on flesh as a man, and walked this world and talked to his creatures that he created. You said, wait a minute here. Now, wait, yeah, we can get back. We'll get back to that a little later. But what happened is we had him as an example. We had him to, amen, praise God, as a pattern to cut by. So likewise, you are a pattern to be cut by. So others can see, others can learn that many, amen, praise God, will come into the full knowledge of the truth. Do you know one thing, my friend? It is you that determines your destiny. Did you not know that? You can cut your time short. Solomon said it best. Why die before your time? You don't have to die before your time. We can live a careless, reckless life. Amen. We can live so reckless, amen, praise God. Let me tell you something. There is so many, amen, praise God, have died before their time. Many graves are filled because, let me tell you something, the assignments have not been fulfilled. Gifts have not been activated. Many couldn't get off the ground. Many couldn't get started. Amen. The enemy cut them down. Why? Because they fell to hear the word of the Lord. We fail to obey God's rich word. Amen. Praise God. Let me tell you something. Love determines the number of years on this earth. Did you know that? Did you know the love that you have for one another? I'm not talking about all this prejudice and people finding fault. My hair different from your hair and my color of my skin is different from yours. Oh well, I'm skinny and you're fat, and you need to cut out all that nonsense. Stop that. Stop that nonsense. That is the trick of the enemy. That is time that he has consumed from you, because God is looking at what you're going to do with your time that he gave you. God is looking at, amen, how you use your time wisely. God is looking at how, amen, praise God, that other people have benefited from the time that you were here. God is looking and evaluating your whole profile. Amen. And we're going to be judged through the word of God, taking the word of God, amen, and apply it to our life. Look, I enjoyed you this afternoon. I really did. And it's so much in this that I want to tell you. I haven't even begun to, look, touch the surface. But we pray and hope that you receive something out of the Word of God. Let me tell you something. Everybody have a story to tell. Everybody's dealing with something or somebody. I promise you, you will be dealing with something. Amen. But let me tell you, remember, your story can help somebody. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. And may God continue to bless you richly.